Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Luke Zimmerman. The New Testament reading for today is Mark 14, verses 1 through 11. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought an opportunity to betray him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Wealth is a topic in Mark's account of Holy Week events. A woman anoints Jesus with very costly ointment. Observers complain about the money paid for that ointment being wasted instead of being given to the poor. And then Judas agrees to betray Jesus for a price. But what is the object of highest value in all of this? Or better, who is it? The answer is Jesus himself. He is worth more than anything that is purchased or bartered for or spent by any of the other people involved. That truth should be learned as we consider the events of Holy Week. Jesus is the priceless treasure that cannot be bought. Instead, he expends his full value on behalf of others. Jesus acts to purchase and win people from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. This is the greatest donation ever given, provided once for all. That saving act performed by Jesus is proclaimed as gospel in the whole world. The Son of God gives himself for the life of the world. An act of generosity that will forever surpass anything that sinful humanity can offer. Jesus' act of divine generosity involves his betrayal, which Judas agrees to arrange. It involves his death, which the chief priests and scribes plot. It involves his burial, which the woman in Simon's house foretells by anointing Jesus beforehand. But it also involves his resurrection, so that those who were impoverished by sin and guilt, who were destined for permanent bankruptcy and condemnation, might become part of Jesus' everlasting kingdom of glory. As the Lord's forgiven and redeemed people who were bought with a price, we respond to Jesus' act of generosity by what we are now enabled to do with our worship and praise, with our service and charity that does good for the poor who are with us, and with our support of the proclamation of His gospel for the whole world to hear. In that way, we also will be remembered with all who have honored Jesus in the past, like the woman in Simon's house, and those who honor Him now, like the church here on earth, and those who will honor Him in the world to come. Just as our Lord Jesus is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Your body was anointed with holy oil by the woman at the house of Simon the leper to prepare it for burial. May Your church continue to take care of Your body as she feeds Your people the holy food of Your very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.